Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. We're so glad that you joined us, but guess what, ladies and gentlemen, for 2018, we got to give God all the praise and all the glory. We'll be right back after these announcements here. Yeah. Hallelujah. I hope you're all excited out there. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Hey, we're not going to be with you long tonight. We know it's cold. It's cold. About two-thirds of the planet, or let's say of the United States, is cold, ladies and gentlemen. So we pray that you're doing well. We pray that you're also staying warm as well. And make sure you take care of yourself and your family and, of course, even pets and even plants for that matter as well. If you got some plants and things that you have, but take care of yourself because it is cold outside. But we thank God for his warm and wonderful mercies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hey, let's get right to it. Hey, let's get right to it, guys. Time is of an essence tonight, and our topic tonight is BGS. BGS, that's the biblical goal setting. We're going to start some goal setting today because you know we do that at the beginning of the year, ladies and gentlemen. BGS, and that's biblical goal setting. We're going to be going over some scriptures, and we're going to be going over some topics as well that I found off the internet from a gentleman. His name is Mark Batterson. He says, 10 steps to setting God ordained goals. I love that. So we're going to share those with you and let you guys decide how you want to use them. And some of you have already started your goals, which is great. You know, your goals and your vision board. Matter of fact, I just pulled mine out and I've got to update mine as well. And so I'm going to do that this month and get that rolling as well. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, the whole purpose is really to welcome you to the network. And we're here just to lift you up in the Lord. And because the Lord knows all your needs, and share with you the power of the living word from God's wonderful book, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible, we call the Bible. And of course, our lovely and awesome Lord and Savior, King. His name is Yeshua, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. We thank God for precious Holy Spirit as well. We thank God for everybody who's listening today. As well, everybody who's online, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you're busy today, and all those who are listening via the internet, and those who are listening all around the world, for that matter, we thank you for that, and those who are, will be listening as well. But we want to thank everybody right now who's on the line. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to take that for granted. Everybody's busy. Everybody is so busy. Hey, let's get this thing rolling here. Hey, we're going to go over our 10 steps for setting God's ordained goals. We're going to go into some scripture. We always, always, always want to back it up with scripture and talk about goal setting and why it's important for you to do that. And then we're going to go into prayer. And then we're going to open up the lines for those who want to come on. We also thank God for our wonderful leadership that oversees the network, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They're always very supportive and excited about being with us. And they're going to share their awesome word as the Lord leads them from their wonderful wisdom and teaching of the Word of God as well. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our topic is going to be BGS, Biblical Goal Setting. And the goal is to keep you moving forward, help you, help your family, help all those who are with you in your family, in your sphere of influence, and those around you as well. Okay, hey, let's get this thing going. Hey, Mark Batterson talks about 10 steps to setting God's ordained goals, right? Goals are very unique as we are, right? Everybody's goals are going to be different. That's why we want to say these are just suggestions because God may have you going in a different direction. And that's wonderful. That's what we really want. Anyway, well, we're just going to give you some guidelines, okay? They should be reflect your unique personality and passions, and we drive them in different, and it will drive you in different avenues as well. But these are 10 steps and goals of setting can guide us as we circle and run our lives, ladies and gentlemen. So again, these are just guidelines, right, on 10 steps of setting God's ordained goals. And guess what the first one is, ladies and gentlemen? The first one, without a doubt, we got to give God a hand clap for that again, is prayer. The first part of it is prayer, ladies and gentlemen. You got to pray. Spend some time with the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Please do that. Spend some time with the Almighty
and get that direction from Him alone. Also, too, we encourage you, he didn't add this on there, I'm going to add this one, is also fast, right? Most of us, a lot of us will be going on a fast. Some of us are already on a fast now, as the Lord leads you, or as your leadership leads you and shares with you. But you want to pray and fast, ladies and gentlemen, as you start your goals for this year, 2018. Isn't that wonderful? Hey, our next area is check your motives, right? Check your motives. Make sure your motive is definitely of God. And I'm going to leave that alone because that can go a lot of different ways. But make sure, I guess, that they're not selfish motives, right? It's not all about me. It's not all about me all the time. So don't get me wrong. You got to have some time for you and enjoy yourself. But check your motives and make sure we're not selfish and leaving other people out during this time of setting our goals, because the goal is to help other people, right, as well. Hey, our topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the Encouraging Word Global Network. For those just joining us, we're talking about BGS, Biblical Goals Setting for the New Year. And we're thanking God for that. We're going through the 10 steps. So I just hit number one, prayer and fasting. Check your motives. And the third one, ladies and gentlemen, is think in categories, right? For example, it could be your relationship with God, right? Family, could be the marriage, it could be your finances, it could be travel, whatever area you should have a goal in, right? Put your goals in categories. Our next area is be specific, right? Be specific. If you know you want to go on a cruise, right? If you want to buy a book, or a new outfit, a new, you know, new bed. Matter of fact, I'm looking for a new bedroom set soon. You know, you want to buy it, but be specific. So do your homework, right? You do a lot of research online, do your homework, and put that goal down. You know how much it costs, you know what color, you know how many pieces you're getting. You know, be real specific, whether it's a car, a new house, a new business, whatever it is. It could be a new diet. I wanted to go to a new restaurant today, and I did that today. Went to a brand new restaurant I've never been to. It was awesome. So things like that. Be specific, put it down, and make it happen as soon as you can, right? And of course, ladies and gentlemen, write it down, right? So important. I talk to so many people about their goals and their vision board, but they haven't written it down. Now, the only reason why I say write it down, because there's a wonderful scripture in the Word of God, Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me. You guys read that too. It's powerful. Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord, read the whole chapter, of course. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, right? And make it plain upon tablets. That means your iTablet, you know, your paper tablet, whatever you have today, right? Upon the tablet and make, and that he may run that readeth it. Let me read that again. Get too excited sometime. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. And make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. Isn't that wonderful? So it's so important that we write it down, right? And the fact that God chose to write his word down, right? As you know, back in Moses' days, he wrote the Ten Commandments on a tablet. I love it. God just fingered that with the power of his finger. He put in the stone, the Ten Commandments. And then, of course, we received that. But guess what? He wrote it down, right? So that's our example right there. That's why we should write it down, because God Almighty wrote down his word and gave it to us. We should also write down our visions and goals as well, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, our next area, in the area of 10 steps of setting God's ordained goals, is to include others, right? We kind of talked about that earlier. So when you're working on your goals, right, include other people, right? No doubt about that. You got to include your family, right, your husband, your wife, your children, and nieces and nephews, grandma, grandpa, you know, mommy, daddy, and all those people that are in your lives. You want to include people in your goals as well, right? And we just have a lot of fun with that one. Celebrate along the way. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. You guys need to include yourself as well in the celebration, whether it's your birthday. You know, your birthday really could be every month. You know, you don't have to wait for your once a year. You can actually have a birthday every month and celebrate yourself. But celebrate yourself along the way, whatever that is. You know, whatever you like to do. Some people like to go skating, bowling, you know, whatever. Take a cruise. I love train rides. Taking a train, I haven't done that in a while, but I'm going to have to take me a train ride somewhere between here and Savannah or something. Just take a train ride and get on the train and ride and come on back. But do something to celebrate yourself along the way, because you do deserve it. Also, too, without a doubt, number 8 is dream big. You need to dream big. I remember Bishop John Crenshaw, he mentioned you need to think ridiculous. You need to think ridiculous. I love that when Bishop taught that. You need to think ridiculous dreams and visions, ladies and gentlemen, because God is unlimited. So anything that's ridiculous and it's good for you and good for others, think about that. So dream really, really big, ladies and gentlemen, as you move forward this year as well. Put down that big old dream. If it's a house, you know, we talk about maybe you want your whole family saved, right? Put that down. That's a big dream right there. Put your whole household saved in the name of Jesus Christ. So put that down. Put your grandchildren down. Put down the babies that are still in the womb, that are in the family members that's coming out soon. Just pray over them, you know. Just put that down. Big dream. So pray for your whole household to be saved. That's a big one right there. Number nine says think long, right? Think long. That means think about your goals. Really think them out. Have a strategy, as Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw teach us as well. Have a strategy out there as well. So think long about it. Just don't come up with anything. You know, just think about it and think it through a little bit. Maybe take a week or two. I don't know, whatever God gives you, and think about that as well. So think long about it. And the last one for our 10 steps to setting God's ordained goals is pray hard, right? I love this one. So you start with prayer and we end with prayer, right? Because the reason why I say that, because first of all, we want to listen for direction, right? Now, God also has another way of doing things. That's one thing we got to recognize too, right? So things may change, right? Whatever your goals are, whatever, you know, way you, how you get there, the goal may be good, but it's just how you get there may change a little bit. So be aware that there'll be some changes along the way for yourself and others. Also, too, it's important that you also get confirmation, you know, counsel with someone, counsel with those who are wise in the word of God. That could be your bishop, your pastors, your ministers in your life, or your mom or dad, whoever's in your life that you trust, of course, as well. Counsel with other wise people. Get other people's views, right? You know, you don't have to tell them all the details, but you can let them know. And confidence, if you have some confidants, that's great. You can do that as well. But get other people's views and then ask them, what do you think about this, your thoughts, and then make a decision. Because sometimes, you know, you'll find out maybe it's not lining up with the word of God for whatever reason. You need to know that. You need to have the wisdom of other people. And as you know, the word of God talks about the counsel of the wise is very, very important. That's in Proverbs. So very important. It makes a lot of sense when you think about it. You counsel with wisdom. And then, of course, you get a chance to make your own decision long term, of course. Hey, that's our 10 steps for setting God's ordained goals. And I just want to share those with you. For anybody who would like to have these, I'll be glad to share these with you later on. And just give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Text me. I'll email them to you, whatever it takes to get the 10 steps for setting God's ordained goals. Of course, you can have your own as well. Hey, real quickly, let's gonna keep this time moving here. We're going to go through a few scriptures in the Bible that talks about goal setting, right? Old Testament and some in the New Testament. And we're going to open up the lines, go to prayer, and then we'll open up the lines for those who want to be on. And also, too, for those who have a specific prayer request or need after our leadership comes on, just press one and the star sign on your network there. Or you can text me and let me know you want to come on and say a few words or comment, question, or whatever. Love to have you do that as well. So press one and the star sign will get you on after our leadership comes on tonight as well. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about goal setting. BGS, Biblical Goal Setting, is a goal for this year. We want you to write down your goals, write down your visions, and set up your vision board and set up your goals for your family, for yourself as well. Hey, the Old Testament talks about a lot of things here as well in this series. I'm going to pick a few of these just for sake of time. But the Old Testament, we'll start off there. This is 1 Chronicles 4:4-10. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. That's 1 Chronicles 4:10. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, but as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's a good one right there. I'm going to read that one again. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, but as for you, be strong, ladies and gentlemen, and do not give up on the things of God, for your work will be rewarded. You got to understand the timetable is not our timetable. It's God's timetable. And believe me, he's not worried about time. So you got to trust God, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Psalms 20:4 says, may he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's powerful right there. So you need to write down your heart's desire, pray before the Lord, pray afterwards, and let God have your plans for success. Isn't that wonderful? That's Psalms 20 and 4. Psalms 33 and 11 says, "But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations." Wow. Matter of fact, our pastors were talking about that. You can bless your generations before they're even born. Isn't that powerful? I love it. So you just have to get that everything right now and bless your generation before they even come out the womb. Isn't that powerful? Ladies and gentlemen, that was Psalms 33 and 11. Delight yourself. This is Psalms 37 and 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's one of my favorite scriptures as well in that area. And also Psalms 118 and 8 says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans." You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It is better. That's why we pray before and we pray after, because it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? Very, very powerful. And Psalms 127 and 1 says, "Unless the Lord build a house, the laborers are in vain." I like that part. Don't you like that part, ladies and gentlemen, where the laborers is in vain if it's not built in the things of God? So always remember that God is the only way to success, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, out of Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6, it says, "Without consultation," we talked about that earlier, "plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed." We talked about that earlier, right? Get input from other people. But you got to get input from people who are in the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, those who are in the Lord, you want to get the input from them. That was some scriptures from Old Testament. Let's go to New Testament real quickly as well. It's got a lot of scriptures here, so I don't want to take all the time up tonight. But out of the New Testament, it says out of Matthew 6 and 19 through 21, "Do not lay up yourselves for treasures on earth, where moths and rust do destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So that means our goals, right, should be based on our heart, ladies and gentlemen, and on the things of God as well. So be thinking. That's why prayer is so important, because God will give you the goals to put down. You pray. Keep praying and fasting. Believe me, God will show you exactly what you need to write down for yourself, for your family, to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew 6 and 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." That means put him first, ladies and gentlemen. Just put God first. That's why we pray before our goals and then after our goals, right? Pray that God's will be done in your life. Matthew also talks about, "I truly tell you, if you have faith as the small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here and there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible to you." And the last scripture from the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen, Matthew 17 and 20 says, "But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." You better give him a praise right now, ladies and gentlemen. You understand our God is unlimited. Unlimited. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with Elder Kevin Vaughn. We just went over some scriptures to support 10 steps to setting God-ordained goals. And we just want to encourage you to really write down your goals. Encourage your family. You know, have some family time, if you will. Have some time during dinner time, you know, whatever it takes just to have some time with the family and talk about your goals. You know, after you eat or before you eat, talk about their goals, have them specifically, write them down, and they'll be excited about, you know, and of course reward. You may have to reward them a little bit later on as they meet their goals, whether it's in school, specifically in school, but we want to make sure that everybody gets excited about setting their goals and being all God wants you to be, and mainly what in the will of God. We want everybody really just to be in the will of God, and to find that out, you have to tap into the source, which is Jesus Christ. Hey, let's go into prayer, and we're going to open up the lines for our leadership first. And then once again, anybody needs some prayer or like to say anything, we'd love to have you. Just press 1 and the star, and I'll know that you want to come on live with us as well. But let's go into a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you for your wonderful, awesome self, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for precious Jesus Christ, Father God. We thank you for the Son that saved and took the sins from the world, Father God. Thank you for so much, Father God, for what you've done for us, Father God, through the cross and through your blood, Father God. Only if we believe, Father God, that we will be saved, Father God. So we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to be alive today. We thank you for a new year, Father God. And we just corporately, Father God, just bless the people on the line. Bless their seed. Bless their families, Father God. Bless the people around them, their families and associates and friends and co-workers, Father God. And overall, we just bless the people. Father God, we also know it's cold and some people are not having a great time, maybe right now, trying to live in their homes because of power outages and so forth. We just ask you to put a hedge of protection around every home, Father God, that's experiencing a cold condition right now. But Father God, we pray and thank you for some people even lost their homes because of fires and things that happened by mistake, Father God, in some cases on purpose. But we pray for those souls, Father God, those who have survived. Please cover them in all ways, Father God, that only you can, Father God. So we thank you in advance. Father God, we pray for marriages, Father God. We pray for singles, Father God. We pray for the family, Father God. Strengthen the family. We pray for men of God, women of God, Father God, that just love you and keep you in your word each and every day, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God. Keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger as they move across the land, Father God. We also ask for traveling mercies, Father God, for all of us, Father God, as we move across the city, as we move across the state, across the land, Father God, as well. We thank you in advance for that. Father God, help us set goals that are going to be worthy of you. Help us to set goals, Father God, that will glorify your name. Help us to set goals, Father God, that will make sure that you get credit for everything, Father God. And we ask that you pray, Father God, we pray, Father God, that you help us in those areas of goal setting this year and also in fasting and prayer, Father God, that we may be in the will of the Lord, Father God. For truly, we want to be about our Father's business each and every day, Father God. So we thank you in advance, Father God, for your love, for your mercy, and we just give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. Thank you so much for joining us. We're just so excited about the new year and what God is doing. At this time, we're going to open up the lines for a wonderful, wonderful dear Dr. Janice Crenshaw is with us tonight, I believe. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Kevin. Such, certainly a very timely word, encouraging word tonight, particularly as we enter into a new year. And I certainly want to just encourage everybody tonight when we talk about goal setting and fulfilling our purpose in the Lord. There are three things that really come to mind, and we talk about this a whole lot in the ministry, is right place, right people, and right strategy. So when we think about the plan that God has given you for your life, and as you take a serious control of setting those goals, certain things must always be reflective in our thinking, because we always want to be connected to the right people. Many times a plan that God has given us for our lives can be forfeited because we're connected to the wrong people. Covenant is so very, very important. Covenant relationships that are God ordained, that God has ordained, is very, very, very significant when it relates to fulfilling the plan and fulfilling the goals that you've set out, even for your own life. And certainly want to be in the right place at the right time. Ecclesiastes reminds us that this, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, it talks about three things: time, purpose, and season. And the Bible tells us that there's a season and there's a time to all things given under the heaven, under the heaven. And the key word here is under the heaven. So all of us are under the heavens. So if we have not made it into that heavenly realm with the Lord as of yet, we're praying and believing God and living so that we could live eternity in eternity with him. But as long as we're under the heavens, we're going to be bound by time. So therefore, we must use the time that God has given us and to fulfill our purpose so we don't miss our season. I'm going to say that again. We must fulfill the time. That's why goal setting and planning is very, very important, because I want to make sure that I'm utilizing my time appropriately, a time to die, a time to kill, a time to steal. Still, we know that what the scripture says in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, but at the time for everything, I need to make sure that I'm utilizing the time that God has given me to fulfill what my purpose is. And your purpose is always connected to a plan, is always connected to what your goals are. And prayerfully, we are setting those goals based upon what the will of the Lord is for our lives. The Bible tells us, awake, awaken thou that sleepest. so that we must know what the will of the Lord is. Not my will, but as Jesus said, let thy will be done. So we got to utilize that time, doing the right thing in the right place, the right time, connected to the right people. So it's important. So I don't miss my season. I could be in the wrong place at the wrong time with favor all over my life, stamped with favor everywhere, but I'm in the wrong pathway that will lead me down the wrong path, that I can't make a divine connection with the purpose that God has placed upon my life. So therefore, I miss the blessings that God has ordained for me in my life. So right people, make sure that our plan, our goal setting is always inquiring of the Lord. Who are the right people that should be connected in my life? Or connect me with the right people, God. Right people, right place. Place is important. I can't say that enough. Place is very, very important. If we don't believe place is important, then ask the man at the pool of Bethesda in St. John, the 5th chapter. He was at the right place, even though he didn't feel like he was at the right place, because that was a delay in him getting his miracle, because every time he got ready to step over into the pool, somebody jumped in before him. So many times we don't need to be, we have to be very, very careful that we don't become discouraged because it does not seem like the right place is the place. I'll say that again. The right place is the place because of the delay. Sometimes the right place is masked by delays because it seems like I've got to wait, so I got to wait. This man waited for 38 long years, a long time, 38 long years he waited. But when his time came, he did not have the Bible said that Jesus said unto him, take up thy bed and walk. He did not say, go get in the pool. He didn't say that. He said, take up thy bed and begin to walk. So right people, right place, and right strategy. What are you saying by that? I can set goals all day long, and I can plan, have a plan all day long. But then I got to have a strategy to be able to execute those goals, to fulfill those goals and fulfill that plan. What is your strategy? Inquire the Lord. Ask God. Ask God those three things. Lord, now that I have these goals set before me for 2018, make sure, God, I'm connected to the right people so they don't cause me wrong relationships or cause me to abort my blessing or my miracle or even abort my plan or the plan that you have for me. Make sure that we're sensitive to being in the right place. Certainly that's connected to time. And finally, God, I need the strategy. Why? God-given strategy to execute my goals, to reach those goals, and to fulfill a plan, because I cannot do it by myself. But Father, I just want to say I thank you, and I praise you that this is going to be a great year for 2018. I thank you right now for those who have set in their hearts and in their spirits, God, the goals and the plans that they have set in their heart. I pray God's favor upon it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, that you would connect us with the right people. You would put us in the right place. And you would give us the God-given wisdom, the strategy to execute so that we can fulfill our dreams. And we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Encouraging Word Global Network. That was the voice of co-pastor Dr. Janice Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center with her wonderful and awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, I wanted to open up your line there, sir. Make sure we honor
praise
you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We thank God for the word tonight. We thank God for the word as we continue to pray. And Jeremiah said, 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And Father, we decree and declare your word tonight over your people. We thank you, God, that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing which you sent it. And God, we give you praise and glorify you this year. God, you will bless your people in a special way. God, we thank you that you will bless everything they put their hands to do. God, and you will find favor in you, God, and you'll find favor, God, in men, God. And we thank you right now. We decree and declare we come against everything that not like you, come against everything that tries to distract, tries to destroy their destiny, God. And we thank you right now. We speak miracles in their lives, God. We thank for those that may be sick in their bodies, that you would heal them, God, because he was wounded for their transgression, bruised for our iniquities, chastised for our peace, wounded, but with your stripes, We already heal, and we give you praise for it. And we decree and declare. We thank you, Lord, for families. We thank you for loved ones. We thank you for men and women of God. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for people of God. We thank you for souls, God. And as you continue to bless in a special way, we'll forever give you praise. No glory shall be done to us, but it all go to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we decree and declare it is already done according to your word. And we forever give you praise. And we thank you as you continue to bless your people in a special way. Look on those people that are less fortunate than we are, that you will make ways and open doors for them, and you will provide. And, Lord, and we thank you for it. Look on that child, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. God, we thank you, those that seem like they have no hope, to know that you can look to you, and, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we think or ask, according to the word of God. We give you praise for it, and we call it so. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that this year that you will bless your people, you will bless the household of faith, you will bless the body of Christ, you will bless those everywhere, God. And look on that man or that woman that may not know Jesus today, that they will come to know you as your Lord and Savior. We'll forever give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much, Gabe. Praise God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, co-pastor with his lovely wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And come visit us. If you don't have a church home, come visit us down there at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. That's 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. But give me a call for more details. Elder Kevin Vaughn at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Love to have you come worship with us and hear some powerful teaching of the Word of God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about God, what He's doing in your life, and we just know He's going to take you to another level this year. So we're going to praise God in advance. We're going to praise Him in advance for that right now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hey, we're going to let you go, guys. Hey, before we let you go, we got to always say we always, ladies and gentlemen, always, always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Let somebody know that they are encouraged, and let them be encouraged in the things of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time on the network. God bless you. Thank you for your time, everyone. We'll see you. God bless you.